Its current state on 90.5 WKAR, always at WKAR.org. 20 years before the Broadway smash hit Hamilton, there was Jonathan Larson's Rent. Set in New York City during the AIDS crisis of the mid-1990s, the musical was a retelling of the Puccini opera La Bohème, and it took America by storm. Along the way, Rent garnered Tony and Drama Desk Awards, as well as winning the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1996. The musical comes to the Riverwalk Theater for the next 2 weekends, and the theater also has a special performance on Wednesday the 8th to benefit the Lansing Area AIDS Network. Current State's Jamie Paisley sat in on one of the rehearsals last week and spoke with the director as well as a few cast members, one of whom took a drastic step to be a part of the production.
I had two jobs. I gave up my second job to make time for this because I'd never had the opportunity to do Rent before, so it meant a lot to me.
That's Jake McCaskill, who portrays the character of Tom Collins.
I've never seen the stage version. I've only ever seen the movie. I saw it when I was like 11, though. It was the first musical that really got me into musicals, so it meant a lot to me when I heard about this. I am from Lansing. I mean, I moved to Florida a few years ago, and then I moved back, so I've been around, but I didn't even know this theater was here until a techie friend of mine told me about it. So I was pretty busy, kind of focused on just coming out of college and just working and making money. But when I heard that they were doing Rent, I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Plus everyone, all of my friends were telling me, you need to audition for Rent, you need to do theater. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot.
There's an interesting pairing of songs that Tom Collins sings. It's essentially the same song, I'll Cover You, but it's sung in two very different styles. First is happy, and second, more somber, so to speak. So how do you prepare for that emotional swing?
Well, it really comes out of the significance of the second version, because the first one is a birth of something very joyous and beautiful, and the second is, it symbolizes the end to a very special chapter of my life, and so I invest in the journey that I had, and the relationship that I had, and the love that I felt.
I am Kelly Stable-Clark, and I am directing Rent at Riverwalk Theater.
We're at an age, by the way, that there's more distance between now and Rent than between Rent and Evita. Mm-hmm. Is that odd to you?
It is very odd, but that's also the reason that I wanted to bring Rent back to the stage. I was in 10th grade when I remember very distinctly when I first put that CD into my Discman, and it was a Discman, and I heard that guitar tune up, and before that I'd only ever listened to Rodgers and Hammerstein and Phantom of the Opera, and I thought, what is this? And then they started cursing, and then they started, you know, it's like, okay, this is very different. And I thought about it, and that was, you know, 20 years ago when it opened on Broadway, and the last time I saw Rent was about 10 years ago, and I remembered thinking, I'm bored with this. I've seen it enough. You know, it's kind of played out. And by that time, you know, Spring Awakening was around, and Next to Normal and all these other really exciting rock musicals had kind of taken its place. And I looked at the calendar and I thought, 2016, that's 20 years. And I kind of just wanted to be able to look and see what that 20 years meant to me personally and my relationship with the show, but also to what, you know, has happened with the culture of HIV and AIDS and, you know, stereotyping gay people and drag queens. And that distance is exactly why I wanted to do this show this year.
Along those same lines, we're just listening to a bit of the rehearsal of the first part of La Vie Bohème with a whole lot of references. Do any of those feel really dated to you? Like AZT, that's something that's not as prevalent, I think, that's around?
Right, and actually what we did was we got Dr. Peter Gulick, who is a doctor of infectious disease and was one of the main doctors who worked with HIV patients in Columbus, or Toledo in Ohio, you know, when it was first coming around in the mid-80s. And so he came early on and gave us basically the history of HIV AIDS and told us that, you know, AZT was kind of winding its way down in 95. So by the time Rent was on Broadway, AZT wasn't the, you know, they had started introducing these cocktails instead of AZT. And we had fun kind of explaining some of the references in La Vie Bohème, especially that, you know, 20 years ago, those were huge counterculture icons and theories and people and movements. And now it's like, I got to Google that one, you know, because not everybody is familiar with what they meant.
In this Riverwalk Theater production of the Pulitzer-winning musical Rent, opening this weekend, Alexandria Clift portrays the role of the lesbian lawyer Joanne Jefferson. Joanne is rather a controlling yet put-upon figure in the show, and she may have some similarities to Alexandria herself.
Yes, to a certain extent. I mean, she's very driven and knows what she wants, and obviously because she's, you know, she's a lawyer. So, and I've always been someone who I don't necessarily go by lists, but, you know, everything needs to be a certain way, and I like some order to things, at least order within the chaos. So I can definitely relate to her on that aspect. And her relationship with Maureen is a very interesting one because it's a prime example of opposites attract. So it's funny, though, because usually I'm more like Maureen in real life. And so it's been interesting dating someone that's like that, like in the show. So it's very, very interesting.
As far as vocally, Joanne is not, to be honest, she's more of supporting character. And there's the duet that's obviously fantastic. Is it a challenge for you, this role, vocally?
Not really. Vocally, she actually has almost the same amount of songs as the principals do. And I actually have one song that's just my own called We're Okay. And that one's pretty funny because I learned how to juggle two phones with speaking to three different people. So out of all of the pieces, it was, you would think, the simplest song. It's quite short. But every time I was going through it, I'm like, oh, wait, did I click over on the other line? Who am I talking to now? So, yeah, but it's been very nice. And she's usually singing along with the men, which is, I think, is just hilarious because, you know, obviously the description of Joanne is a hardcore lesbian lawyer, as they like to put it. So it's been very fun. And it's been nice with all the other supporting characters working in and trying to, like, mesh everyone's voice together. And I think that this group really blends very well.
Again, director of the upcoming Riverwalk Theater production of Rent, Kelly Stiebel-Clark.
It's interesting because there's several scenes where it's all 19 actors on stage and they're all doing something different. And so that was a challenge both for myself and our music director teaching all those different parts. But what I've loved in the last couple of nights watching the runs, I'm seeing all the individual moments and, you know, just little asides, little conversations, little things that are happening. So it makes it so much more fun to watch. Although it was, you know, a nightmare trying to get everybody's paths so nobody's running into each other and forgetting what they're doing. But it gives the audience, especially since we're on the thrust stage, if you're sitting off on the side, you're going to see so many little stories come out in these big scenes versus just the two main people, perhaps, you know, that you'd see if you're sitting right down in front.
Pulitzer Prize-winning musical Rent runs this weekend and next at the Riverwalk Theater in Lansing, with a special benefit performance Wednesday, June 8th for the Lansing Area AIDS Network. More information at riverwalktheater.com. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.